God is good and greatly to be praised.
Yes.
Anybody thankful?
Yes.
Give him a praise if you are thankful this morning. You may be seated in his presence. Thank you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We praise you, Jesus. You're worthy to be praised this morning. We honor you, Lord. We honor you, Lord. We honor you, Lord. We enter into your gates with thanksgiving. We enter your courts with praise. We're thankful. And we bless your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We just magnify you today. We thank God for the prayer. Hallelujah. We thank God for the worship. We thank God for the exhortation coming from Pastor Michael. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for answering prayer. For the weapons, as Pastor Michael alluded to, of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Amen. Praise God. Every thought to the obedience of Christ. Amen. As he said, the enemy wants to get into our thoughts. Amen. But let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. I have a new mind if I can only tap into it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I told you last time it was weapon versus weapon. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. The enemy's going to fight. But we've got to retaliate. We've got to fight the good fight of faith.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Brother told me a few years ago I was working overnight shift and somehow a snake got in the basement. And I got an old broom handle and tried to get rid of that snake, at least get it out of the building. But every time I would hit at that snake would just pop back. So I called for some help, and one of the brothers came who was from the rural area and knew how to deal with snakes. He kind of laughed at me. He said, "Don't you know if you hit at a snake, it's going to pop back at you?" So I'm saying that to say we're doing the will of God. We're doing the will of God. Going up against Satan's kingdom, he's going to strike back. Amen. But the shield of faith shall quench, the Bible says, all, not some, but all the fiery darts of the wicked. That's your Bible. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm excited about Jesus today. Amen. Praise God. I was blessed, even though I wasn't here last week, to view the sermon online, and it was a blessing. And my wife talked about how the Spirit moved. Amen. Praise God. And I thank God for the opportunity today to speak to you. Amen. And to give what we believe the Lord is saying to the church today. Amen. So let us turn in our Bibles to the book of James, chapter 5. And the choir sang something about it raining. And that's along with what I want to say today, in keeping with what I want to preach on today. Amen? James, chapter 5. James chapter 5. And let's just read verses 16 and 17 and finish with 18. So James 5, 16 through 18. Amen?
Amen.
Let me say this, because I mean, I'm not a storyteller like Pastor Michael or even your pastor. But let me try to inject a little levity here. Amen. A little humor in layman's terms. There was a apostle, he called himself apostle, but a pastor who we liked, and he was a good preacher and teacher. So we attended his church on occasion. And you know how oftentimes people say, when they come up, ministers will come up and say, I'm not going to be before you long. Now that causes me to become incredulous sometimes, or to wonder sometimes, because I'm like, now you can sit in a movie, or y'all don't like me today. You can sit in a movie theater 2 hours and watch a movie. Amen. Brothers, we can watch the football game for 3 hours. Amen. But don't be long when you preach. And this is the word of God. That says something about us, doesn't it? Amen. So he wouldn't get up and say, I'm not going to preach long or be before you long. What he would get up and say was, I'm going to preach a while. Michael, you always say that. No, I'm just clever. Because he's going to take his time as the Lord leads him. Praise God. That's a good thing. Amen. So I'm saying that to say, I'm not going to take long just to take long, but let's not rush the word either. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
James chapter 5, verse 16. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man or woman availeth much. Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are. And he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Amen.
Amen.
First Kings. And I know we're doing it in reverse or inverse order, but pray with me. First Kings 18. First Kings 18, verse 41. First Kings 18, don't look for 81, it won't be there. First Kings 18, verse 41. And Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. I want to talk about effective, fervent prayer and subtitle it, Make It Rain. Effective, fervent prayer, make it rain. Lord, we thank you and we praise you. The work is already done. We lean and depend on you. Have your way in the midst of the sanctuary today. We thank you again for the praise reports that have already come forth. They move in a mighty and a significant way, we pray. We humble ourselves under your mighty hand, looking for the exaltation in due time. Amen. And amen. Effective, fervent prayer. Subtitle, Make It Rain. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, Pastor Micah has been teaching us on occasion that one of the core scriptures as it relates to a revival is, if my people, 2 Chronicles 7, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, God said he'll hear their prayers and he'll heal their land. He'll answer their prayers. He'll heal their land. Amen? If they seek his face. Amen. Scripture just prior to that tells me that God is responding to Solomon. And Solomon had asked God that if the people were to go astray, would God respond? And God's answer or retort to Solomon was that if I shut up heaven, that there be no rain. And if I send the locusts to devour, if my people, that's when he goes into that, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray, turn from their wicked ways, seek my face, I'll hear from heaven and heal their land. If they pray, they'll make it rain. Good God Almighty, praise God. If they pray and pray correctly, it will cause heaven to move on their behalf. My God, my God, my God. Oh, there's power in prayer. Effective, fervent prayer. There's power in prayer. In the name of Jesus. Now I'm talking about authoritative prayer. My God, my God. Not prayers of supplication, that's good. Not a prayer where we're calling on God to do anything. But once God has revealed his will to us, we're praying that thing into existence. In the name of Jesus. God, help me, Holy Ghost. I think it was Peter and John when they were walking by the gate beautiful and saw the man. They didn't go take time and pray to God and say, God, please heal the man. They said, silver and gold have we none, but such as we have, give we thee in the name of Jesus. Rise up and walk, Peter said. I know God's will, and I'm going to speak it in the name of Jesus. That's an authoritative prayer. God, help me, Holy Ghost. I ain't asking you, devil. I'm commanding you to loose him and let him go. My God, help me, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. We aren't begging, we're commanding in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This jutted out at me as I was reading James. James was talking about if you're sick and afflicted, just pray. And he talks about if you're married, sing songs. And then he said, if some sick, then they can call for the elders of the church, and the elders can anoint them with oil, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord will raise them up. And if they've committed any sins, they'll be forgiven. But then he gets down and he starts to talk about effective, fervent prayer. My God, help me, Holy Ghost. And he says the effective, fervent, or the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Stop right there, church, just for a minute. Hallelujah. And Pastor Mike alluded to it. But a righteous man. Now some are going to tell me, well, we became the righteous. We've been made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I've been in church a long time, heard all the scriptures and all the excuses. So yeah, I'm not talking about your salvation. But when he says the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man, he's talking about somebody at that point, at that time, that's in right standing with God. When he or she prays, your prayer, oh, y'all don't like me today, availeth much. When you're in right standing with God. Hallelujah. If we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all unrighteousness, all sin. We've got to, if we aren't in right standing with him, we just need to confess it and ask him to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Oh, help me, somebody. You got attitude with your husband. God, I ain't supposed to be walking around with this attitude. I have it. I'm not denying it. Just forgive me and cleanse me so I can be in right standing with you at the moment. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man. Sometimes our prayers aren't being answered. Y'all don't have to like me today. Because we aren't walking righteously at that moment before the Lord. Oh, God, help me, Holy God. Woo! I just played the lotto. Y'all don't like me today. I'm going to preach anyway. And I'm asking God to supernaturally bless my seed. Is that God's seed? Or is that the world's seed? Are you expecting God to bless you? Or the lotto to bless you? Amen. I'd rather sow into the kingdom. My God, help me, Holy Ghost. And expect God to breathe on it, multiply it, and bless me when I'm most needed. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I think I will. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. So the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man. The Bible says this to all those who, well, that's condemnation. In the New Testament, 1 John chapter 3 says, if our hearts, this New Testament, condemn us not, then we have confidence towards God. Amen. Because we keep his commandments, New Testament, and do those things which are pleasing in his sight. Right around 1 John 3, 20 and 21. Amen. So our confidence comes from, amen, knowing that we're doing the will of God. We may not be perfect. None of us, not one of us is perfect. I understand it. But when we see our imperfections, yes, we are to take it to the Lord. Take them to the Lord and ask him to cleanse us. Amen. I want you to walk in this authority, but I couldn't skip over that. Because one has to live righteously before the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want to move. Oftentimes I can't move. The Holy Ghost won't release me because somebody just holding on. So I'll stop here just another minute. Amen. Talk to your wife any kind of way. Didn't think you can just go on skipping through life. God's going to bless you. The devil is a liar. Amen. You hindered your blessing. Go back and get it right. My God, help me, Holy Ghost. Ooh, hallelujah. Then when you're in right standing with the Lord, praise God, faith starts to kick in. Hallelujah. You say, God, there's nothing between you and me. And God begins to work in a supernatural way. Amen. Praise God. Somebody said faith is stirred like this. We seek God through prayer, but we deny ourselves through faith. You got to seek God on the one hand, but you have to deny self on the other. Amen. And when the two come together, praise God, it ignites faith and authority in us. And you can truly say no weapon that is formed. Prayer day in the morning. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Good God Almighty. Throw me in a lion's den and I'll come out unscathed because I'm walking with the Father. My God, help me, Holy Ghost. Shoo. I hear you, Daniel. Great God Almighty. Whoo, good God Almighty. Effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man or woman availeth much. Hallelujah. But then he goes on, James does, he goes on and gives the example of Elijah. Praise God. He says Elijah was a man of like passions such as we. In other words, he wasn't a superhuman individual. Oh, God, help me. He was just flesh and blood like you and me. Praise God. But he had the power of God in his life. Praise his holy name. He said Elijah, praise God, was subject to passion such as we. In other words, he was tempted the same way we're tempted. He fell maybe on occasion, but Elijah walked with God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Good God Almighty. Come on, somebody. He wasn't Dr. Elijah. He was just Elijah. Praise God. May not have had his PhD or his master's degree, but he had a relationship with God. Help me, Holy Ghost. Whew. Good. Hallelujah. Hey, the Bible doesn't highlight his pedigree. Oh, y'all don't hear me. All I know is that he walked and talked with God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So much so he called fire down from heaven. Said, if I be a man of God, I'm going to talk to the Father and he'll respond and send fire. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My father's rich in houses and lands. He has the whole world in his hand. He's able. My God, help me, somebody. Thank you, Lord. Good God Almighty. Maybe you serve a wimpy God. Maybe you serve a feckless God. But I serve an all-powerful, omnipotent God who is able to do anything but fail. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Good God Almighty. And the Baptists used to say, you don't have to get too excited and get too loud because God's not hard of hearing. Of course, the retort was, he ain't nervous either. Huh? Good God Almighty. So when you talk loud, you ain't bothering him. Good God Almighty. Woo! Woo! Michael, sometimes you preach yourself happy. the mighty, hallelujah, praise his name. Woo. Shh. Good God Almighty. Yeah, Elijah, man, just like you and me. Pray. Talk to me, James. Hey, brother of Jesus. Probably the son, amen. Most theologians at least believe, that's why I said probably the son of Mary and Joseph. James, praise his holy name. James says he was just like you and me, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. Elijah did. Good God Almighty. Elijah just said, stop raining. And the elements obeyed him. Oh, he prayed an authoritative prayer. Now that's effectual, fervent prayer. And the Bible said it stopped raining for 3.5 years. Whatever you shall bind on earth. Good God Almighty. Woo! Great God Almighty. Whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. So he said, let it stop raining. And until he spoke again, it stopped raining. 3.5 years. Hallelujah. And then it said he prayed again, and the earth gave rain. Hallelujah. Thus make it rain. Say yes if you understand what I'm talking about. You've got the power to bind and loose in the name of Jesus. I bind that old bad boyfriend. Keep messing with my daughter. I bind those negative phone calls that keep coming to my house. I say, devil, there's going to be a stop to this. And I'm speaking to it in the name of Jesus. God, help me, Holy Spirit. What about that? I bind the spirit of infirmity from walking down these aisles and touching the folk. I come against it in the name of Jesus. She cut under the. How about I shed corner under the she? How about I shed corner under the she? How about I shed corner under the she? Oh, the Bible talks about a spirit of infirmity. Woo! Ought not this daughter, who's a daughter of woman, who's a daughter of Abraham, be loosed from this spirit of infirmity on the Sabbath day? That's in your Bible. Sometimes there's a spirit, there's natural illness that we have to deal with. But sometimes the devil will bring a spirit of infirmity. But we can bind it. We aren't, again, feckless. We aren't in a place that we can't do anything about it. Amen. We aren't powerless. We can bind some stuff in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on now. Come on now, go in that girl's bedroom, anoint that pillow, bind the evil thoughts, bind the evil thoughts that's coming across her mind. Amen. Can't be lazy, Christians. Not when you're in a war. Can't be lazy when you're in a war, because whether you want to fight or not, it's on. The battle's coming to you, whether you want it or not. Amen. Can't tell the devil, I don't feel like fighting today. He doesn't care. Praise his holy name. Woo, God. hallelujah, have the ability to bind the way Elijah did. Now notice James said he was a man subject to like passions as we are. And he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And it rained not on earth for 3.5 years. He said if he did it, we can operate. That's what James is saying. In the same power. And he prayed again and the heaven gave rain. And the earth brought forth her fruit. Amen. Praise God. Effective, fervent prayer. Make it rain. I'm going to transition to Elijah and then we're going to finish this thing. But Elijah said, you remember when he came down off the mountain and I read the scripture. He said, I hear the sound, or there is a sound, of an abundance of rain. Can anybody hear the sound? Y'all just don't mind me. Of an abundance of rain. Can anybody hear the sound of an abundance of rain? You may not see it, but you hear it in your spirit. And you know that the Lord is up to something. Yeah, 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 yeah. I hear the sound of an abundance of rain. Help me, Sister Sheila. I hear you talking about what God's going to do. Because you hear the sound, yeah, 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 of an abundance of rain. Mother Scott, the same thing. Talking about what God's going to do. Pastor Scott, she heard the sound of an abundance of rain. My sister prayed, and I could tell she heard the sound of an abundance of rain. Hallelujah. Y'all walked around, I was told, and laid hands on the chairs and prayed in the name of Jesus. Because you hear the sound? Of an abundance of rain. But I'm going to tell you now how to make it rain. Good God Almighty. Because Elijah heard, he heard the sound. But then he still had to make it rain. Hallelujah. Now I'm not preaching that you can twist God's arm to get him to do anything that he doesn't want to do. But once he's revealed his will unto us, we can pray that thing into existence. We can make it rain. Hallelujah. We can bring it out of the spiritual. Lord, help me, Holy Ghost. Woo! Into the natural realm. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. So Elijah said, I hear the sound of an abundance of rain. Hadn't rained for 3.5 years. But I hear the same. Because I walk by faith and not by sight. Hallelujah. And sometimes God will tell you stuff that seems crazy when you're looking at the present circumstance. But you got to believe God in spite of what you see. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Good God Almighty. Thank you, Jesus. And I talked to my friend in closing. I talked to a good friend of mine because I didn't want to be off with this. Hallelujah. And he's a theologian, has his PhD. And I put it by him, not that we agree on everything, but a dean in a Bible college. And I said, well, this is what I'm seeing with this. Do you have any objections, Dr. Taylor? And he said, no, I really can't argue that. Hallelujah, what you're saying, I can't argue against it. So I want to go from hearing the sound of an abundance of rain to us making it rain. And you know, I'm not a scientist. Matter of fact, didn't do well in science. Terrible in science. But I believe that rain starts in the earth. We see it coming from the sky. But if you know a little bit about the water table, rain really starts down here. Hallelujah. And then something, it's the sun shines on the earth and plants and the rivers and the water, and then it evaporates and it goes up somehow and it makes clouds. Well, the sun's shining, the S-O-N. It's shining on us. Hallelujah. Praise God. And it's going to start in the earth. We got to make it rain. Hey! 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 Good God Almighty. Woo! Elijah, say, I hear the sound of an abundance of rain. Then Elijah goes up to the mountain, Mount Carmel. And he begins to pray. Now you notice he went up. He didn't go down. Hallelujah, because he was praying from a lofty position, not a low position. And the scripture tells us that we're seated together with Christ in heavenly places. We don't always have to pray up. Sometimes we pray down because we're praying from a position of authority in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He said, behold, I give unto you power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Amen. He was praying from a position of authority. Then he gets in the birthing position. The Bible says he puts his head between his knees and he starts to pray. He's going to make it rain. He heard the sound, but now, by God, help me, Holy Ghost. Yeah! Yeah! He's going to make it rain. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! He tells his servant, go check the sky. And he goes out, you know the story, and he doesn't see anything. But Elijah kept on praying. And sometimes even when you don't see anything. Good God. I'm trying not to run, but when you don't see anything. Good God Almighty, you have to keep on praying. Hallelujah. Servant come back. Say, I don't see a thing. Like some of the folk, you done told your vision. I hear you, but I don't see a thing. That's all right. I'm going to keep on praying because I'm going to make. God, help me, Holy Ghost. I'm going to make that cancer go out my body. I'm going to make my heart right. I'm going to make that child come back to God. I'm going to make it rain. My God, help me, Holy Ghost. Just because I didn't see it the first time, I'm not going to stop. Know what God has told me, I'm going to keep on praying. In the name of Jesus. He was praying to the Father, but I'm going to keep on praying. In the name of Jesus. And really, he wasn't praying to the Father. That's another point I want to make. Father had already told him. He was speaking to the elements. Son, align yourself with the water. Water, align yourself with the sun. Let the necessary evaporation go up. Make it rain. Sometimes I speak to my body. The devil is a liar. My chest hurting, but I speak to it in the name of Jesus. He's already told me that with his stripes I'm healed. I'm going to speak it into existence if it be his will. Speak to the colon. Speak to the liver. Speak to the kidneys. Speak to the blood sugar. Speak to it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Great God Almighty. Matter of fact, I'm going to speak to it before I get a doctor to speak to it. Nothing wrong with a doctor, but I'm going to speak to it in the name of God before I let the physician look at it. Because on my way to the physician sometimes, the lump might dissipate. Say, yeah, God help me, Holy Ghost. Start to pray. Servant goes out and doesn't see anything. One time, two times. But Elijah kept on praying. Three times. Y'all get disappointed sometimes at the third time. But you better just keep on praying. If God told you, he's not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. If he said it, he'll do it. If he spoke it, he'll make it good. Scripture says he'll make it good. It might not look good, but he'll make it good. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Woo, hallelujah. Sometimes we have to stop waiting for an outside force and speak to it ourselves in the name of Jesus. So as he sends them and his servant comes back seven times, Elijah's servant, and on that seventh time, he starts to see a cloud forming like a man's hand. He said, okay, it's about to happen now. I pray. I've spoken to the situation. I've called those things, if you will, it be not as though they were as God gave them to me. I'm not saying do it on your own, but once God reveals it to you. Now I see something. But my point is, Elijah, he made it rain. Once he got the will of God for his life and for that circumstance, he said, I'm not going to let go until it happens in the name of God. And praise God, he wasn't just praying as I closed for any kind of rain. He said, I hear the sound of an abundance. I've been praying too long for just I want an abundance. Oh, help me, Holy. I'm about finished. An abundance of rain, that's right. Thank you, brother. In other words, you praying for a husband. Oh, yo, help me, Holy Ghost. Now, why was my wife loud on her? Amen. I move on. But she, I know she's celebrating somebody else, but I was praying. I hope so. Praying. Some of you praying for husbands. And you say, I'll just take what I can get now. Oh, y'all don't hear me. But since you've been praying and you want an abundance of rain, don't just take a little drizzle. Make them 6-4. You can't take no more. Amen. An abundance. He fills your entire heart. An abundance of rain. Amen. Praise God. You're praying that God would fill the church? Don't be happy when just a few seats are filled. Be happy when it's bursting at the seed. That's an abundance. But you have to, we have to make it rain. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. That's what Jacob did. You remember he got sick and tired of being sick and tired. And he wrestled with that angel or God, some say all night long. I don't know what time the angel showed up, so I can't say all night long. But through the night, he wrestled. And he said, I'm not going to let go till you bless me. I'm going to make it rain no matter what it takes. Praise God. Good God Almighty. If my joints come out of socket, I'm going to make it rain. If my knees get a little hurtful or pain, in a little pain, I'm going to make it rain. That's what the woman did with the issue of blood. For 12 long years, she said, I'm tired of this. Even if I got to press through the crowd, I'm going to touch the hem of his garment. Because I heard that Jesus was passing by. And she said within herself, if I may but touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. She got that word from somewhere in her spirit. And she did it, and she was made whole. She took the offensive posture, and she made it rain for herself. Is there anybody here that's willing to make it rain? That will say like Jacob, I'm not going to let go till God blesses me. Stand to your feet. Hallelujah. Shekarandareshi. Korandareshi. Bashukorandareshi. Shokorandareshi. Kababashe korandareshi. Shiranareshi. Boshikorandareshi. Hit my Bible.